What's going on? Just the work Tanya Dunhas Gigon, then on Zewa Dahusa Dadje, Ungahuwa, and Hadiwa Nodus, Nene Aboriginal Voices, Oscar Dewa Nyawar Oscar, Ne Jota FM, CFRC.
Yes, it is 6 o'clock right here at CFRC, and you're tuned to 101.9 FM. And we broadcast from Carruthers Hall, Queen's University, Kingston, Ontario, Canada. Ani, Nichkimek, Doug Farquhar, Dijnikaz, Minwa, Sean Story, Esna, Minwa, Nishnabi, Newewin. And Sean, you know, it's a beautiful Tuesday evening right here at CFRC.
Yep.
You all set for a wonderful evening? sort of?
Sort of.
Okay. Well, we're working on guest speakers. I have somebody who will be on tonight at, probably about 20 after 7 or so.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, just for you.
Yeah.
But actually, more for me. And she's been here before, so we'll tell you all about it. I'll introduce it in the second hour.
Okay.
We also, since it's winter here in Kingston and area, it's storytelling time. Yeah. Well, we talked about that last week, that we'll go through doing storytelling throughout the show each week. So in our second hour, I have a special one. It actually fits with what's going on in the world right now. Turtle Goes to War.
Very nice.
So that's what we'll have tonight. And a whole lot of music, and we'll do some discussions about some of the things that have been happening. And I'm just thinking, I heard something today that we're halfway through the decade of Indigenous language learning. Yeah, that's how they said it. So in 2022, the United Nations declared that this would be the decade for learning Indigenous languages around the world. And so from 2022 to 2032, that's how long they want to have a focus on this.
Oh, yeah?
And I do remember there was a project that was put on from out west, and they talked about A Day to Listen.
Uh-huh.
And that was one that's got me thinking about it. And it turns out that some of the people involved in A Day to Listen were supported by this whole project of learning Indigenous languages. So we've actually been involved in it by sharing the audio recordings and talking with the people who have been doing this. So, and I got a shout out because right here in Kingston, we have the Language Nest, and you know about all about that. And we've had people from the Faculty of Ed coming and talking about projects they've done. And there's been Mohawk classes and Ojibwe classes and Cree classes that have been going on connected with some of the school boards. Now, they were smaller school boards then than they are now. But this goes back to probably 1990, maybe 91. I think it was 1991 was the first of the local teachings of Indigenous languages.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And then the provincial government in 1998 published the grade 9, 10, and 11 language course material. So for Cayuga, Mohawk, Cree, Ojibwe, and I think there was one more, but I can't remember what it is. Anyway, so they're all available for the teachers and the school boards to use. Anyway, I just threw that out there. What ideas do you have that you'd like to share?
I have none, Doug.
Oh, you have a lot. You keep telling me. You keep saying, throw these things at me, and I go do them.
Nothing.
And the next
there
thing you know, you
nothing.
Say, I have nothing.
I've given them all to you.
Oh, well, There's one I want to talk about later, but
okay,
probably around 6:30.
Mm-hmm.
That'll give you time to get organized with your computer and everything. What's happening here?
So I don't know. Nothing, Doug.
What? Nothing
at all? Nothing.
Oh, my goodness. I don't believe that. Did you get a lot of snow this week?
Oh, well, yeah, there is snow.
Now you have something.
Well, that's nothing really. That's snow. Everybody got that. Like, I'm telling people, oh, yeah, by the way, it snowed.
Oh, yeah?
And they're like, oh.
You're kidding.
Yeah.
Where have you been?
Thank you for the update on that one. I am looking for something else, though, and I'm unable to find it, so.
You're, what?
No, there is something else that I felt maybe we should mention, but I'm unable to find.
You're still
it.
Working on it. Okay.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah. Talk
right.
About whatever,
well,
Doug.
No, that's good, because we're getting ready with music for some of the requested songs. Here we are, third show in 2026, and we've already had people requesting songs.
No way.
Yeah. One genre that I am going to need your help on, not for tonight, maybe next week, jazz.
Oh, yeah.
Are you interested in jazz?
Well, a little bit. Mm-hmm. A little bit of jazz.
Mm.
Big band.
Okay.
Sometimes jazz can get to be monotonous.
Oh, okay.
And there's people out there probably saying, what?
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, like for the average listener out there, like, well, how many times have you got to play that chord, that melody?
Oh, right, yeah.
You know?
That melody,
I mean,
is that
you
way.
Know, technically, you're, you know, awesome. But move on. Bring us some new ideas. And they don't, so.
They don't bring new ideas?
Well, sometimes they don't.
Uh-huh. Okay. Anyway, I want you to think
it's
about
like 18
it.
18 minutes
for, okay.
18
not
minutes
for tonight,
of
but that was a request to me. Just
of, what do you call, triplets, you know, that sort of thing.
Nope.
Arpeggiated chords.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Yeah, they're all.
Let me ask you a question.
Anyways.
Are you still doing piano?
Every once in a while.
Okay.
Because right,
that's
now,
the next question.
I've got a hurt thumb.
Ooh.
What? What do you mean, next question?
That's the next thing. That's the request.
Oh no!
Yeah, to talk about pianos, and piano work. Okay. And you know,
talk about what? It's a piano.
And that's going to be a fun one.
Groundbreaking.
If our guest comes next week instead of
it's snowed,
in February.
And there's pianos.
Yeah, well, if it's too much snow, you got to stay in and watch it. You play the piano, right?
I suppose, yeah.
Yeah,
you could
yeah
do
it
that.
Works.
Yeah.
As on the other side of the coin, you know what I was doing with the snow? And don't say shoveling.
Yeah. I heard you were shuffling.
I did some of that. I've been trying out all my different styles of snowshoes in this different depth of snow. So,
okay.
Yeah, maybe I should bring them in sometime so you can see them and ask me questions about them.
Okay.
Yeah, I've got a set that's as tall as you are.
You do?
Oh, I do.
Well, there you go,
ends.
Doug. Thompson Highway is a prominent Cree playwright, but he's also a jazz singer.
Wow, okay.
Not a singer.
No,
not
player.
A singer, player. And he does play piano, and I've only ever seen a commercial of his playing.
Mm-hmm.
But like he sits down, it's like dark, the piano is lit, and so is he, and he sits down, and he plays, I don't know, something, and then it goes to, and that's coming up, you know, in 2 weeks on BC.
Oh, is that right?
I don't know. but I do remember that. It could be in part of a little like a documentary on him as well. Also, Jeremy Dutcher.
Okay.
I don't know.
Yeah,
remember when I said repetitious?
Yes. Yeah, but
that's how I would describe him.
There are a couple of his songs that I really
Jason
like.
Jason Young, he's a Cree Métis composer. You do? You like him? That Jeremy Dutcher?
I said there's a couple of them.
So he incorporates traditional Wollastoke music with contemporary jazz and classical piano. All right. What else is there? Collaborative fusion projects. Miles Black.
Oh.
I don't know.
He's from out west.
I guess. And there you go. That's your... That's it.
You
don't get any more than that, Doug.
That's enough, because, you know...
No, you get this guy. Maybe this guy. It says here, Yukon Indigenous Musicians. And it's the next generation, and they're from 2024. What do you do?
I'm waving.
Why?
The guests in the other control room were waving.
Were they waving at us?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. Just realize that there's somebody here.
They're just being neighborly?
That's it, yeah.
What? People do live? Because mm-hmm. they're over there recording right now.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
All right.
Anyways, do you want to hear this guy or no? Maybe we don't.
We'll save it when our guest comes in.
Oh, here's some more Indigenous Jazz FM Indigenous.
I opened up Pandora's box.
Pandora's box in here. And Shawanda, of course.
Crystal Shawanda.
I think she just does everything.
Oh, okay.
You know. Throw stones, maybe you'll hit something.
Well, voice for blues.
Throw a fist full of darts, maybe a bullseye. No, I'm kidding.
You're really kidding.
No, Crystal Shawanda is talented.
Yes.
Julia Keefe, apparently. I don't know who she is. Julia Keefe, and she's become a jazz most celebrated vocalist. Nice. In the style of like a Tony Bennett or an Esperanza Spalding. What else is there? Mildred Bailey. Do you remember her?
No, I don't. No, you're into a world that I don't know much about.
Mildred Bailey was a Coeur d'Alene, I guess, in Idaho through her mother. So she's like on the cusp of being a Coeur d'Alene. And she's a pianist, and she developed her love for music and started to sing in the nightclubs. The speakeasies, Doug.
What are they?
You know the speakeasies. You know they still have them, right?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, there are speakeasies. You go and you have to know the code word. Like in Chicago and stuff like that. And you go, and it's like an old, whatever that gangster's name was.
Capone?
Capone.
There are a whole bunch of them there.
Al Capone? I'm only going to talk about Capone.
Well, there's a Canadian connection.
Like the 1920s.
Al Capone.
No, I know. Up there.
Yeah,
up there.
Way? Yeah.
up near, we went there.
Yes.
We went there. We went to see Al Capone's cabin.
Yeah.
And so here's the deal.
Mm-hmm.
We drove up there with the intention of, yeah, we're going to go see this.
And?
We got there and we're yada, yada, yada. We stopped off at I might have been a Canada Day or something like that. Mm-hmm. I don't know when we were there, but I feel like it might have been a holiday. And we stopped and... this corner store, and this old fella in there, tall old fella, and we got our drinks and stuff like that, pop, and whatever else we were snacking on, roadside snacks.
Okay.
And he says, hey, so whereabouts is Al Capone's cabin? And he's like, no, he looks at us and he's like, all right, I'm going to tell you right now, it's down there. You got to go like 4 kilometers, and you go down, and it's like off the side, this road, and dirt road, and you go up there, and you can see it from the road. But it's on private property, so don't go in there.
Oh, yeah, because it's Capone's great-grandson.
Whoever it is, he just said, don't go in there.
Oh, okay.
It's private property, and you'll be arrested. Oh, okay. So we kind of got to see a little bit of it, but that was about it. That was our adventure.
And you didn't take a drone?
Oh, we don't have a drone
then.
Oh,
okay.
It was a while back.
Oh, my goodness.
And it doesn't matter. It was all wooded area anyways. Mm. You wouldn't have been able to see it. But
is it on a lake?
I'm sure it was. Mm. What lake it was on, I don't know. But, you know, Capone could, you know, he could get whatever he wanted.
That's right.
Anyways, he used to travel there from Chicago, right?
Yeah.
And hang out there.
Wow.
Now, there wasn't prohibition here, so you could bring it over.
That's right, yeah.
I don't know. I don't know how it works, but...
There was no prohibition in Canada.
Yeah, whatever it was. Anyways, he's got these places over there in Chicago. Not him. Mm-hmm. Like, there are people who have found these places and said, hey, this was a speakeasy. And then they still continue to operate up like that. And you got to know a no, a no.
Oh, okay.
You got to know a guy.
I guess I don't know enough people.
No. I don't know that I want to know enough people either, but I think it's kind of cool that they still have
them. See what happens when we say the word jazz to you?
Yeah.
You take us
on. So there's Mildred Bailey, and then there's this guy. We were talking about this Julian Taylor guy last week or a week before.
Well, it was the snowstorm day. I don't know if they actually
And he's got himself one of them shows here, too, right?
Yeah,
this Julian Taylor guy. So, you know, tune into him.
I'll look that up. I think it's on a Sunday morning.
Yeah, I don't think it's him. I don't think he's here. Like, he's not here. He does it, like, wherever he is.
Oh, is that right?
And then he sends him down here. Here, play my show, please.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
Molly O'Bonsawin. I believe this is the daughter, I don't know, isn't that Molly? M-A-L-I? Melee? Maybe it's Melee O'Bonsawin? Maylee?
Is that, she from, she, maybe
yeah, she's Odenak, so she's,
Odenak.
I believe
she's related
that's,
to Mimi.
Yeah.
Mimi Obonsawan, too. There's her lineage just below you.
I always thought it was Elenisa Obonson's people.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe not. I don't know. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Martha Redbone.
Oh, well, wait a sec. We played some of her work back in December, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Same with Kaylee Cardinal.
Yeah, there you go.
These are Kaylee. All jazz people.
See, Kaylee Cardinal, she's sitting in front of piano. I assume it's jazz. It's Jazz 91. So.
Wow.
She's Edmonton-based and has been described as a soul folk songstress from the Northern Prairies, whose music ranges from jazz to pop to soul. So they don't know. Let's see. Duke Redbird.
They've got him under jazz.
Apparently. Oh. I thought he only played the radio. Was he... performed spoken words.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So like a beat poet.
So, but we played Our Mother the Earth from the Sultans of String project that did, you just passed it there.
Oh, I seen it.
Mm-hmm.
I seen it, and then I moved on.
Right. No, but I'm just saying we already had, I didn't realize that we played jazz. I'm going to have to go back in the logs and change it.
Maybe just have tall people pay attention. So then there's Faith Nolan, and she plays the banjo, that jazz banjo. It's niche.
I didn't know you could do that.
Me either. See, to me, I always thought of it as being a bluegrass instrument, leaning on country. But apparently it is also considered jazz. Blues. There's blues banjo. Probably really making the music students upset. Like, do they have no idea what music is? Let me hear it.
No, this is a spoken word show, so it's okay.
Right here, the whole reason why I'm not a huge fan of Jeremy Dutcher.
Oh, okay.
Anyways, he's standing here in like a coat of many colors.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Anyway, all right, I've got some music up for you right now. And I don't know what genre this is.
They're trying to say Charlie Parker was Cherokee. No, that's what they're saying right here.
He was Cherokee. A jazz player.
Bird? Charlie Parker? Yeah.
Oh.
Bird, they made a movie about him.
Oh, we'll see. See what I know? you're bringing me into the 20th century.
Yeah, it was unfortunate. Like, he plays the horn, right? And and then he has trouble with.
I have Natasha Fisher ready to go. She's all warmed up. And don't lose that for me. We'll chat in a second. Natasha Fisher with High Hopes.
Take a sip, take a stride, subtle confidence. Big brown eye Gemini, giving me compliments. I'm biting these eyes, giving him confidence. Asking myself why, what are the consequences? You look how I feel. Now I'm shook, I just want something real. If I wanted you, boy, would you want me to? If I needed you, boy, would you need me to? I could love you, boy, the whole night through. I could love you, boy, till the morning comes. Ain't no doubt in my mind, I could get what you need. Just give me the time, listen to my heart. Would you want me to? If I needed you, boy, would you need me to? If I wanted you, boy, would you want me to? If I needed you, boy, would you need?
This is Cleo, and I hope you folks will join me Tuesdays at 5 for my new show, All Tunes. From punk rock to folk, we got it all. Tune in to CFRC 101.9 FM. See you Tuesday.
Thousands of opinions are at our fingertips, but are all opinions informed? Does your information have a source? Is your social feed based on fact? Only facts can uncover the truth. Professional journalists are committed to balanced and nonpartisan reporting, to independent commentary. They cut through the spin to give you the information and perspective you need. Journalism is essential to democracy, a watchdog over the powerful, an independent voice. Journalism is more important than ever.
When the clock strikes midnight, the night truly begins. Step into the darkness on CFRC's retro radio show, diving deep into the sounds of the past, from haunting classics to underground gems. This is Terry, and every Friday night starting October 3rd from midnight to 2 a.m., tune your dial to CFRC.ca or 101.9 and let the music pull you in.
Your library, your story. At the Kingston Frontenac Public Library, books are just the beginning. A library card starts a lifelong adventure, connecting you to everything you need to inspire learning, creativity, and fun. With 16 locations and plenty of online services, using your library has never been easier. Study in a quiet space, meet friends and learn new things, or explore the world through a magazine or a museum pass. Become a part of our story. Visit your local library branch or find us online at kfpl.ca.
Oh, well, that's a good idea. Go to the library. I recommend that. You know, there's lots of great books. They keep passing them on to me, you know. Do you have anything to do with the public libraries in the area?
I have none.
No, well, I'm pretty sure they say, oh, show and suggest this. Because that's what they've been doing every time I go in there. Saturday, doesn't matter. Tuesday afternoon, doesn't matter.
They suggest you go and get a movie.
No,
because
no.
The book is too long.
Oh, no, no, no. Books are good.
Yeah. I don't know how.
When do you want your book report on Ellen Gabriel's book? I'm just about done. I'm on the last chapter.
Whenever you like,
synopsis.
I guess.
Yeah.
Is it too long?
It's not too long, but
you want to be done now?
It's heavy. You know, and there's a lot to listen and a lot to reread, in fact, you know. Not to mention, it made me go back and listen to her talk here at Queen's. Oh, it was during the pandemic, so right near the beginning of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so. Anyway, but I just wanted to mention that we heard this song from Natasha Fisher. And I really like her singing. It's High Hopes. So that's another. And there's an introduction to the other one that she did, I Need You, Boy. Anyway, that's what we were doing. And coming up, though, we've got, if you want, something there you want to chat with about, or I'm hoping.
No, well, hoping about what, Doug? It says here that First Nations leaders in Northern Ontario say vulnerable community members targeted after treaty payouts.
What? Members of the First Nations community were targeted?
Says here, within weeks of Robinson-Huron Treaty settlement money landing in people's bank accounts, police in several Northern Ontario First Nations say something else arrived, too.
Mm-hmm.
Drug traffickers, financial scammers, and a surge in violent crime. $10 billion settlement stems from the legal ruling that found Ontario had failed for more than a century to properly increase treaty annuities tied to resource revenues.
Mm-hmm.
They just slipped their mind. Under the agreement, Ontario and Canada each paid half, with money distributed to the 21 Robinson-Huron Treaty First Nations and their members starting in August of 2024. So the First Nations leaders say that the long overdue compensation brought real benefits for many families, but also made vulnerable residents targets of crime.
Mm.
At a time when they say Indigenous police services remain underfunded. Okay. Well, that's not good, Doug.
No, it's not. I worried about that when we first heard about the court's decision in 2019, I think it was.
Yeah. So it's similar. I'm not saying it's exactly like similar to maybe when somebody happens to win a lottery prize or comes into a large sum of money, of course, the weasels come out.
Mm. And they just want everything.
The weasels come out and they say, listen, maybe you want to give that to me.
Mm-hmm. You got a nice house.
Yeah.
You want to keep it?
Well, you got a nice house for, yeah, protection money. Mm. You know, that whole thing. It's horrible. It's horrible what's going on.
Mm, yeah. Okay, that's something to watch for. I hadn't heard anything about it, but I get updates from the Robinson-Huron treaty group that went to court. So that includes the lawyers and the support staff and researchers. But no one's told me about this yet.
Mm.
Good thing that you brought it up. Okay, do you want to go to a story?
Sure.
Yeah, you know, so basically this is the time we'll go get our tea ready. The wood stove has got just warm water sitting. It already boiled. I had to go shut it down. But, we're all set. So we're going to grab our tea and listen to Joseph Bruchek.
Nice.
Would this be okay? Mm. One of those storytelling times, and, you know, this is... Yeah, I guess it goes with the whole idea of going to the public library. You can get things like that there. Audio tapes, videotapes, CDs.
Mm-hmm.
High-speed discs. Downloads, right? You can do all that.
Do all kinds of things.
Yeah. All right. Bear boasts to chipmunk. Hmm. Bear always gets into trouble, I think.
I think so, too.
Thank you. Long ago, back in the days when the animals could talk, Bear was out walking around. As he walked, Bear was boasting. He said, "I am the strongest of all the animals." He said, "I am the biggest of all the animals." He said, "I can do anything because I am Bear. If I want anyone to do my bidding, I only have to tell them because I am Bear. I, Bear, can do anything." And just as Bear said that, a little voice down near the ground spoke up. It said, "You cannot do anything." Well, Bear looked down. There was Chipmunk sticking his head out of his hole. And Bear looked down at him and said, "I, Bear, can do anything I wish." And Chipmunk said, "If this is so, can you tell the sun not to come up in the morning?" Bear thought for a moment and said, "Yes, that I can do also. I, Bear, can tell the sun not to rise. In fact, tomorrow the sun will not come up."
"That is good," said Chipmunk. "I will stay and watch."
And the two sat down right there. The sun was just going down. And Bear and Chipmunk turned to face towards the east and wait for the sun to not come up the next morning. As they sat there through the night, Bear was chanting under his breath. He was saying, "The sun will not come up. The sun will not come up. I, Bear, command it. The sun will not come up." But sitting next to him, Chipmunk was chanting under his breath, "The sun is going to rise. The sun is going to rise. Bear will be foolish. The sun is going to rise." And as the night ended, a little bit of light began to appear there in the east. Bear began to chant louder, "The sun will not come up. The sun will not come up." And little Chipmunk next to him was saying, "The sun is going to rise. The sun is going to rise." And as Bear chanted as hard as he could and faced the direction of the sun, telling it not to come up, the sun lifted above the horizon. It was a new day, and the sun had come up. Chipmunk began to laugh. He rolled over and over with laughter. "Bear is a fool," he said. "Bear is so foolish. The sun came up. The sun came up. The sun came up." And as he said that, suddenly, whomp, a big paw came down on top of him. And Bear looked down as he held the chipmunk there on the ground, and he said, "Indeed, the sun did come up, but you will never see another sunrise." Chipmunk knew now how foolish he had been. He thought quick. He said, "Oh, Bear, you are right to kill me. I am a foolish little chipmunk. I am worthless, and I mean nothing in the world. You, Bear, are the greatest of all, and if only I could catch my breath because you're pushing down so hard, if only you would just lift your paw a little bit, I would tell you how wonderful you are before you kill me. So just lift your paw up a little bit so I can praise the great, the wonderful, the powerful Bear."
"Huh," Bear said, "that is a good idea."
And he lifted up his paw just a little bit, and Chipmunk scooted out and ran for his hole as fast as he could go. And just as he dove into it, Bear's big paw whipped out, and whoosh! Bear's claws scraped right down Chipmunk's back. But he got away into his hole. He stayed there all through the winter while those wounds on his back healed up. And when he came out in the spring, he now had stripes on his back. To this day, if you see Chipmunk, you will see those stripes, and it may remind you, as it reminds Chipmunk, be careful of who you make fun of. You may be the one who is foolish in the long run. And that is how that story of Chipmunk and Bear goes. Ho! Hey!
If you have this, then you have it. Something so giving, so handed. If you have this, then look who has it. Maybe you can understand it. All this ignorance leaves us broken. I could never leave it unspoken. Something in the truth makes you panic. Something so true but so tragic. It's in the way. Chance, would you change it? Oh, these burning bridges. Could you and I be the same thing? And is there room for forgiveness? Oh, this ignorance leaves us broken.
Well, that was Ace and Abby, and the song. Yeah, what song was that? Do you know?
No.
Yeah, they were.
I don't think it matters.
Yeah, that's all right. We got it.
It was Ace and Abby. Mm-hmm. He got his name right, or their name right.
Yeah. So I was just thinking that listening to the story that Joseph gave us about bear boasting.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the impact of everything involved in it, that, you know, with the chipmunk coming up with his stripes and everything like that. So I was just wondering if folks out there might like to contact us with stories that you might have, traditional stories, doesn't matter. And you can do that. Anyone who's listening who has a story would like to share with us, by sending us an email, Aboriginal Voices. That's all one word for this email address. Aboriginal Voices, all lowercase letters, at cfrc.ca. CA. Look forward to it.
Yeah. Yes.
And in the second hour, we're going to have a special guest.
We are?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Who are we going to have?
Kristen Buckley. She's going to be here to tell us a little bit.
Who's she?
About, yeah, you know, she's part of this whole project. You know that. Stop that. She's been doing show material for us for, oh my goodness, almost 5 years now. See, you don't even listen to yourself.
Not a one. Yeah.
But at the top of the hour, I'll introduce a little bit about her project and what we're doing. And you know, when I go out snowshoeing, I'm out playing in the snow, and I love to go from an open field and into the woods. And the only problem was that I'm used to going into hardwood. So that, you know, that would be fun, going through the hardwood, because the branches are high up. So I don't have to worry about it, even if I'm wearing my great big fur hat. But I went crashing through a pine, spruce, and fir wooded area. Can you guess what I ran into?
A deer.
Oh, no, tracks for deer, yeah. No, a fox.
Oh, again?
Yeah.
You talked about a fox last week.
Well, for some reason, daytime.
Can't you get some better animals?
Which one would you like to visit you?
Well,
I like the fox visiting because you know what? I'm hoping that the fox will keep the squirrel population down.
I'll tell you after the microphones are closed.
Oh,
who's been coming to visit me?
Mm, yeah.
I'll tell you later.
Who has been coming to visit?
I can't tell you now.
Oh, my goodness. That's all right.
Because folks may hear.
Uh-huh. Oh, and then they want to come and see them.
Maybe they want to come and, take them home.
Oh, raccoons.
No, not raccoons. Anyways, I'll tell you later on.
Puppies.
Maybe we'll just, no. No, that would be okay if they want to take those
home. A porcupine.
No.
Oh, we had a porcupine wandering across a neighbor's yard the other day. And I thought, wait a minute. It's all snow out here. What's going on? But this poor little porcupine found a nice big old pine tree. It's about 20 to 25 years old, the pine tree. And up it went.
Oh, yeah, and right up the
2 days later, there's all of these little bits of pine branches.
Uh-huh.
The tender parts have been eaten away. But it's tossed down the older part by the porcupine.
Oh.
Yeah. So, nice. I like it when they do that. They leave signs of why they're there. They're trimming the trees.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Want another song?
Always, Doug.
Okay. Well, I have a special song for you. This one is, not too bad. It'll take us closer to the top of the hour.
Sounds good.
Amanda Rayom. And this one is, number 44. It's just about the woodpile.
Hello?
About 1956, that's when I first entered a residential school. I was born in 1951. Number 44 was my name. That's how I was addressed to. I didn't know my name much as Robert while I was in the residential school. Everything was numbered, your hat, your jacket, your mitts, your shoes, your pants, your shirt. It was all number 44. Our bed was number 44. Where we sat was number 44. Our sheets, our towels were numbered, our toothbrush was numbered, and our glass was numbered. Everybody was a number. We were like little rabbits. We knew exactly where to go. We knew exactly what to do.
come up, Larry Bird, the Larry Legend. Go round the numbers up, we gon' come up in a second. Nails all done up, let me put my bun up. We live in the city, turned up until the sun up. We on demon time, scary hour. Like Mike, I go ask some pies.
Yeah, baby, yeah.
I'm a menace to society. I'm making jealous sex, I ain't going out quietly.
Oh,
yeah, I've been real sensitive, and I can really blame you. Been so repetitive, banger after banger. This for our relations, I even love my haters. I've been thankful for creator, homie. You can thank me later, yeah. Up in the way, couple hours till the land. I've been hungry all my life, you should see the dinner plans. I need something in my stomach, what's the yams for 100? Man, these hunger pains been ugly, I'm a savage when I'm hungry. I'm just a kid from the reservation. When we eat, we need a reservation. Always late, never waiting. You never ate, grab a plate then. Gosh, boy, peace, say, say. Writing raps is such a piece of cake. Ricky Bobby never pumped the brakes. Life's a rat race, shake the bread. You know we been cooking, DJ Cook, I'm dropped a bomb on him. Snotty knows the business, you don't like it, call your mom on him. Honor what you eat, but I've never made no honor roll. Snotty knows forever, you could put that on my mama, bro. Eating good, I'm the meal ticket. You don't like it, learn to deal with it. I got the sauce, baby, got the dirty dishes. I've been hungry all my life, now my belly feel real different. Different.
I feel different.
Oh, yeah, I feel different too. I do. Yeah. Kids come up, it's supper time. Kids come up, it's supper time.
It's time to eat, baby. Yeah. Look. Thunderbird fly, let my quake granny. Oh, my papa crave, dog, I put this on my granddaddy. No more spammy, baby, I've been going hammy, hammy. Brush the dirt up off my shoulder before I hit the Sammy family. I just cruise when I move, so I get there when I do. Light skin like Mama Dukes, ain't that the truth? I'm too beast for the zoos, ocean pin of swimming pools. Couple bruise, bruise, make a couple screws loose. You ain't got a blues clue, Manichi. Still think that I ain't got it, but I do, Manichi. No drama, just another comma too, Manichi. I'm cooler, pop cooler, now I'm cool, Manichi.
It's what I do, baby.
Yo, you word them out, I'm ice cold like the North North when it's snowing out. I'm all in, no way out, we showing up and showing out. Truth hurts, baby, baby, now go ahead and walk it out, walk it out. Nietzsche, please, I ain't trying to beg. It's keep up or catch up, I'm on my second leg. I'm a dog, oh geez, call me tag. And I'm so f***ing humble, I don't even gotta brag, my Nietzsche. Two braids,
hey Victor.
Funny how things change,
hey trickster.
The fruits of my labor got flavor. Did my time on the bench, then we major. SNRK, what you saying, boy? Like a fed on the squad, I ain't playing, boy. A public enemy when I bring the noise. We be walking to our own drum, baby, we the boys. We about to eat, raise a toast for the speech. Get your ass up out your seats, ain't no telling how long I've been waiting, it's amazing. On my relations, supper time, baby, let's feast.
Let's feast, baby.
I don't need unless the whole family eats, and that's facts, baby.
That's facts.
Kids come up at supper time.
I know it's big.
Kids come up at supper time.
What you think it is? What you think? My stomach hurts, I can't wait, I'ma eat you up for lunch. Are you rappers out of steam? You go on trees by the bunches. Got a hunch like Notre Dame, I'll ring you bell, you try to front. And about as a kid, I looked out for the street lights. Pouting and fussing, ain't get it done, you wanna eat, right? Came with a spoon and a plate, I'm taking out your deep fry. Banging and jogging was never me, but I'ma steal mine. G-Christ, G5, champagne on a team flight. Besides, you lie, you can't even speak right. Yeah. I was injured, now I'm Mr. Clean. Hey. Hop off the curb, mama cook the beans right. Time to come home, got an appetite like a bowl. I'm rapping, I need a bow, and she arching it like a bow. And you tiny, they dirt your bowl, then I'm hooping in my jabos. I'm a star when I get you old, and I'm sick of the supper time, time to get it right. Rap, rap, rap. Funnies wanna jump me, cause I'm jet.
Get it, do, get it.
Dummy hit a bumpy in a flat.
Big dummy.
Dummy, how I'm telling all these facts. Catch me at a table getting fat. Never share my cheese with a rat. You can come and kick it when we chat. But after that, you gotta go. You had your time, you had your chance. That was a bag of my hands. Call me Nick Cannon.